And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump spent the weekend racking up diplomatic victories that the experts insisted were impossible. First, he announced that Thailand and Cambodia will immediately cease hostilities and return to the peace agreement brokered under U.S. trade pressure last July. Trump congratulated both leaders for their brilliance in coming to this rapid and very fair conclusion. That was his quote. Then he pivoted to Ukraine, where after a 2.5-hour call with Vladimir Putin, Trump declared peace is closer than ever, despite what he called one or two very thorny issues, mainly who controls the land Russia has seized. Standing alongside President Zelensky, Trump said, in a few weeks, we will know one way or the other. But in Boston now, where the mayor there, Michelle Wu, sparked outrage over the weekend by declaring you cannot talk about any achievement that the city of Boston has had in safety, jobs, or economic development and education without talking about the Somali community. When one commentator asked her to list those specific achievements, the silence, well, it was deafening. This is the same mayor who joked about dealing with problems that are expensive, disruptive, and, quote, white, and compared ICE agents to neo-Nazis. Speaking of Western nations importing their own problems, the British Prime Minister called securing the release of an Egyptian activist the top priority for his government. This, quote, profound relief, as he calls it, involves bringing to Britain a man who's posted that he wants to burn Downing Street, hunt police, kill colonialists, and openly expresses hatred for white people. Meanwhile, actual Brits are serving prison sentences for posting mean things about migrants online. And a Brown University custodian is now living with the knowledge that he tried to prevent a massacre. The man told the Boston Globe that he alerted security at least twice about a suspicious man casing the campus for weeks, particularly interested in room 166. On December 13th, gunman Claudio Manuel Neves Valente opened fire in that exact room, killing two students and wounding nine others. And Fortis Institute fellow Dr. Greg Gifford is in the news. He's a biblical counselor, and he's also an author. His latest book, Lies My Therapist Told Me, argues that Americans are overdiagnosed with mental health issues when many problems are actually spiritual crises. Dr. Gifford says that naturalism has set the stage for us to blame things on our brain that are not truly brain issues. He explained this on the Morning Wire recently, and his prescription is a novel concept, addressing the soul before medicating the brain. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.